Hey everybody, we're here with Eric Williams. Eric is a junior safety on the Lebanon Valley College football team, and we're a couple days away from the season opener with Franklin and Marshall. And Eric, tell me about getting ready for that season opener, and how excited are you? How ready are you? How ready is the team just to get out there and put the pads on?
We're extremely ready. I mean, we've been excited about this game for a long time. You know, it's always good. You've always got a little bit more excitement on that opening game because it's the first time you're out there. But I think, like, being under the lights and playing on a Friday night again just adds even more to it. But overall, we worked really hard, and I think we're just excited to get the season kicked off.
Yeah, great, Eric. Eric, tell me, like, coming into this particular training camp, I think you guys are 2-3 weeks into it anyway. Did coach have a focus? Was it just to get better overall? And how has this training camp gone for you and the rest of the team?
Training camp has gone really well. I think we came in to this camp with, like, expectations. Like, we were building upon what we did last year. And we were, of course, bringing in, like, the first year and transfers into, like, the culture we have already established. But really just, like, having a taste of success last year, we were really excited to get back to, like, doing our stuff. And, you know, just having, like, the expectation that we're a good team and we've got to practice like a good team each day has pushed us a lot through camp.
Yeah, that's good, Eric. This is very general and very broad. My recollections of last year, and you know, Coach and I talked about this, and I think you guys were a good football team. There may have been a play or two that got away from you guys, but overall, I thought it was a positive year. But I think it could have been just a little bit better. Like, what do you remember about last year?
Well, I agree with you. I think there was a lot of positives, but definitely a lot to get better from. I remember just a ton of learning. It was our defensively, that was our first year in the defense, and we played well for the first season in it, but for a lot of us, it was a lot of learning and not only understanding, like, our own system, but understanding, like, other college offenses, understanding terminology. We played a lot of young players on both sides of the ball, so I think it was a huge and very valuable learning year, and for the upperclassmen, too, they did a great job of leading us through it. And you know, 5-5 is never exactly where you want to be, except I'm definitely proud of it being, like, the building block for this year.
Right. Eric, what's your job? What's your role when you're out in the field, when you're in the locker room? I mean, what are you supposed to be doing out there?
Just setting a good example. I mean, your roles and jobs change all the time, you know, whether you're in the weight room, you could be either listening or leading by example. When you're out on the practice field, you could be being vocal and making calls, or you could just be putting your head down and working hard. I think that your role kind of is just to do your own job, and then when opportunities come to do something bigger, you just take advantage of them.
Eric, that's good. Eric, tell me, like, a little bit about, like, your goals, your expectations, maybe for yourself, and I'm going to say I think I know you well enough. You don't set too many expectations for yourself, but what are your goals for the team?
Team-wise, I mean, you never know what's going to happen throughout a season. I think just definitely to raise the standard around here and establish the culture even more of bringing, like, a winning culture in and a hard-working culture, a tough culture. You know, the wins and losses, you can never exactly predict. Anything can happen in a football game, but if we're just continuing to get better every day and becoming a better football team, showing it on the field, on the practice field, in the classroom, in the weight room, wherever it is, if we're just getting better each day, I think that's the ultimate goal of the season.
Eric, tell me about your decision, you know, to come to LVC. I know you had a very good career at Elko. I think you had some opportunities or some options, but tell me about the you know, coming from Elko and choosing LVC.
Yeah, I really wasn't recruited very highly coming out of high school, so I didn't have a whole lot of options. But one thing I did know is I wanted to stay close to home. My family's always been a huge part of my life, and I wanted to be able to see them as much as I could, because I know college for some people can be a time away from their family, and I'm thankful that for me it's been a time where I've been able to spend as much time with my family as I can while still pursuing a degree and playing college football. But the coaching staff was terrific. Coach Wenger, who's my defensive backs position coach, he would come to Elko games, talk to me afterwards, and him, Coach Beidler, Coach Drake, Coach Bueller, they all were pushing pretty hard in the recruiting process, and they definitely made me feel wanted around here a lot more than some other coaches did, and they laid out a blueprint specifically of, like, how they envisioned me. You know, I played linebacker in high school, and they were telling me right from the start, we're thinking of moving you back to safety. So it felt almost like they were working one-on-one with me through the recruiting process, and the fact that they had a plan for me before I'd even stepped foot on campus.
Yeah, that had to make you feel good. Hey, listen, Eric, I want to ask you one more question, and you know, I've known you and your family for a few years. I know about your brothers. Tell me about your brothers and your involvement with football. And I know Luke is at Bloomsburg, right? And Jake's a junior. Yep. And I think Paul's a freshman. And tell me about your family and your love for football. And who's the best Williams?
Football has been a huge part of our life. It's honestly like, it extends even further beyond just my immediate family. My uncles and cousins and everyone else involved, we're like one big football family, and it's really been more than a game to us. It's been like part of the glue that's kept our family together and helps us just make a ton of memories with each other. My dad has been a coach for our entire lives, so all of us brothers grew up around the game. We used to go to two-a-day practices and be tackling each other in the wrestling room or trying to sneak food from the coaches' offices and stuff. And I'm just really thankful for the game being so big in my life, because I don't know where we would be without it. It's something like my brothers and I were talking about it constantly. We're working out together over the summers, over the winters. You know, we lift together, run together, watch film together, and it's just a blessing to be able to share football with all of them in like such a unique way that maybe some other families wouldn't be able to. You know, we have Luke, you were right, he's at Bloomsburg, Jake's a junior in high school at Elko right now, and Paul's a freshman on the team right now at Elko, and then Noah is the youngest, he's in sixth grade. He'll start football next year. And then we also got older sister Hannah. But, you know, I don't know who's the best one out of all of us. I think we're all good in our own ways, and we all do great things on the field.
Yeah, I think that's true. Eric, thank you so much for your time. Just good luck this year, and just work hard. I don't have to tell you to work hard. So just thank you so much for your time, and just have a great season.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Talk to you soon, man. All right, thank you.